Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 58 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. And actually, here in about a day or so, I guess that would be tomorrow. I'm going to be hopping on a plane to go to the Texas Google Summit in Kyle, Texas. I'm pretty excited about this because if you follow my other podcasts that I do, the Google Teacher Tribe podcast, my co-host Casey Bell is going to be joining me at that conference, and we're going to be giving a keynote speech together. So we've only gotten to do this one time before, and we are pretty excited, you might say super excited, to get to do that. So that's going to be really fun. And since I just mentioned Google here, I thought that today we could talk about some cool Google news that is coming out related to Google Forms quizzes. Of course, Google Forms is Google's survey tool, and a lot of teachers use it for quizzes. And in fact, there are some quiz options that you can enable. And so just recently, Google announced that there are ways that Google Forms are getting, the quizzes are getting smarter. And so here are some of the ways that that's happening. For instance, whenever you type a question, now some of these things will be rolling out in the coming days and weeks. So if you don't have it yet, then never fear, it is on the way. But one of the ways that it's getting smarter is it's going to start suggesting answers to quiz questions. So after you've typed a question into a question in a Google Forms quiz, then it's going to suggest answers by reading your question and trying to guess using Google's machine learning. It's going to try to guess what the possible answers would be and then give you some, you know, correct answers and some incorrect answers. Now, along that same line, machine learning is also going to help us with auto-completing answers. So if you ask a question like, what day, and then you start to type in Sunday or Monday, then it's going to give you the option to just continually add the rest of those days. So if Google can guess what kinds of answers you want to put in a question, then it will, which can hopefully save us some time. Google Forms will also be able to automatically grade checkbox and multiple choice grid questions. And so that kind of further expands that option that we've got for some auto grading of things that it really can grade for us. Decimal grades is another thing that they're adding. So if you want to add a half point or a quarter point, and of course, that all syncs up with Google Classroom. And I know for the longest time, people have been talking about adding those decimal grades on Google Classroom. So that's good news. Now, this is pretty cool. Improving understanding with YouTube video feedback. So if a student gets an incorrect answer, then what you can do is have them go specifically to a YouTube video, either one that exists or maybe one that you create, so that you can give them that real specific feedback, which is pretty cool. And then it also says we can see the total number of points in a quiz, you know, to quickly reference the total number of points in the quiz as you're editing it. So it tallies all those points up at the top, which is nice. So thankfully, we are continuing to improve on these Google Forms quizzes that I know are an important part of a lot of teachers' classrooms. And so hopefully that's something that will be useful to you. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.